The greatest wealth is health meditation. For this meditation, you can either sit on a chair with your back upright and your feet flat on the floor, or you can sit directly on the floor, cross-legged on a mat or flat cushion. Although the back needs to be straight, the aim is to be comfortable too, for you to focus on the meditation. Place your hands on your lap in a comfortable position, with either one palm on top of the other facing upwards, with thumbs touching. Or rest your arms on your knees, again with palms facing upwards and the fingers in Chin Mudra position. We will now begin the meditation. Gently close your eyes. Allow your shoulders to relax and feel them release all your tensions and worries. This is your time. Relax your forehead, your face, and allow your jaw to soften and your tongue to relax. Let go of any tightness. Take a breath in through your nose and slowly release out. And as you breathe out, feel yourself unwind. Relax your shoulders, your arms. Feel warm and safe. Relax your whole body, yet still keeping upright to allow the energies to flow up and down. Take another breath in through your nose and slowly release out. Listen to your breath as it comes and goes. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe gently and quietly. Let us now consider the miracle of our body, the temple that houses divine energy. In your mind's eye, think about your legs and feet. They are your main form of transportation in your life. Think about all the things you use your legs for, like balancing, standing up, sitting down, exercising, dancing, climbing steps, driving a car, and most of all, the miracle of walking. Your legs and feet allow you to walk around your home, walk to the bathroom, go to the kitchen to get a drink, and walk to your car. Your legs and feet allow you to walk around stores, down the streets, through an airport, along a beach. The ability to walk gives us freedom to enjoy life. In your mind's eye, say thank you for my legs and feet and really mean it. In your mind's eye, think about your arms and hands and how many things you pick up and hold in one day. Your hands are the major tools of your life, and they are in non-stop use all day long, every day. Your hands allow you to write, eat a meal, use a phone or computer, shower, get dressed, use the bathroom, pick up things and hold them, and do everything for yourself. Without the use of your hands, you would be dependent on other people to do things for you. In your mind's eye, say thank you for my arms, hands and fingers. In your mind's eye, think about your amazing senses. Your sense of taste gives you so much pleasure. Multiple times throughout the day as you eat and drink. You know from losing your sense of taste through a cold that the joy of eating and drinking disappears without being able to taste foods or drinks. In your mind's eye, say thank you for my amazing sense of taste. Your sense of smell enables you to experience the beautiful fragrances of life, flowers, perfumes, clean sheets, dinner as it's cooking, a fire burning on a winter's night, the air on a summer's day, freshly cut grass, the smell of the earth after rain. In your mind's eye, say thank you for my wonderful sense of smell. If you didn't have a sense of touch, you would never know hot from cold, soft from sharp, or smooth from rough. You would never be able to feel objects, or physically express love or receive it. Your sense of touch allows you to touch your loved ones with a reassuring hug, and to feel the touch of a hand from one human being to another is one of the most precious things in life. In your mind's eye, say thank you for my precious sense of touch. In your mind's eye, think about the miracle of your eyes, which enable you to see the faces of your loved ones and friends, read printed books, newspapers and emails, watch television, see the beauty of nature, and most importantly, see your way through life. Just put a blindfold on for an hour and try to do what you normally do, and you will appreciate your eyes. In your mind's eyes, say thank you for my eyes that enable me to see everything. In your mind's eye, think about your ears, which enable you to hear your own voice and other people's voices so you can talk to people. Without ears and your sense of hearing, you could not use a phone, hear music, listen to the radio, hear your loved ones talk, or hear any of the sounds of the world around you. In your mind's eye, say thank you for my hearing. And to use any of your senses would be impossible without your brain, which processes over 1 million messages a second through all of your senses. It is actually your brain that enables you to sense and experience life, and there is no computer technology in the world that can duplicate it. In your mind's eye, say thank you for my brain and my beautiful mind. Think about the trillions of cells working unceasingly, 24/7 for your health, body and life. In your mind's eye, say thank you, cells. In your mind's eye, think about your life-sustaining organs, which are continuously filtering, cleaning and renewing everything. They do all their work automatically, without you even having to think about it. In your mind's eye, say thank you, organs in your body, and think about the fact they are working perfectly. But more miraculous than any sense, system, function, or other organ in our body is the organ of your heart. Your heart governs the life of every other organ, because it is your heart that keeps the life flowing to every system in your body. In your mind's eye, say thank you. Thank you for my strong and healthy heart. Feeling thanks for all that you have, it is now time to return. Notice your breath as it calmly goes in and out of your body as it sustains you. Notice your hands and feet. Gently move your fingers and toes. Slowly become aware of the room around you. When you are ready, slowly and gently open your eyes. Jai Sai Ram.